September 23, 1929. One who lives in the divine will, in her littleness, encloses the all and gives God to God. The divine prodigies. The divine will absorbs me in everything, and as much as I feel reluctance in writing, the omnipotent fiat, with its empire, imposes itself over me, a little creature, and with its divine lordship it conquers me, it knocks down my will, and placing it at its divine feet like a footstool, with its sweet and strong empire it induces me to write a new volume, while I thought I would take a break. Oh! Adorable, ruling and holy will, since you want the sacrifice, I do not feel the strength to resist and to fight against you. But rather, I adore your dispositions, and dissolving myself in your holy volition, I pray you to help me, to fortify my weakness, and not to permit that I write anything but what you want and the way you want it. Oh please! May I be your repeater, and may I add nothing of my own. And you, my love in the sacrament, from that holy cell through which you look at me, and I look at you, do not deny me your help while I write, but come to write together with me. Only in this way will I feel the strength to begin. I was doing my usual round in the creation, to follow all the acts that the supreme volition had done in all created things. And my sweet Jesus, coming out from my interior, told me, "My daughter, when the creature goes through the works of her creator, it means that she wants to recognize, appreciate, love, what God has done for love of her. And having nothing to give him in return, while going through his works she takes the whole creation as though in the palm of her hand, and she gives it back to God, intact and beautiful, for his glory and honor, saying to him, 'I recognize you, I glorify you by means of your own works, which alone are worthy of you.' Now, our delight in seeing ourselves recognized in our works by the creature is such and so great, that we feel as if the creation were being repeated again, to give us double glory. And since this double glory is given to us because the creature recognizes our works done for love of them and given to them as gifts so that they would love us, by recognizing our gift, the creature encloses the all in the heaven of her soul, and we see, within her littleness, our divine being with all our works. More so since, our divine fiat being present in the littleness of this creature, she has capacity and space to be able to enclose the all, and, oh, prodigy, to see the all enclosed in the human littleness, and to see her, brave, giving the all to the all, only to love him and glorify him. That the all of our supreme being be the all, there is nothing to be surprised about, because such is our divine nature, to be all. But the all in the human littleness is the wonder of wonders. These are prodigies of our divine volition, that wherever it reigns it cannot make of our divine being a being by half, but the whole of it. And since the creation is nothing other than an outpouring of love of our creating fiat, wherever it reigns it encloses all its works, and therefore the human littleness can say, "I give God to God." This is why, then, when we give ourselves to the creature, we want everything, even her nothing, so that upon her nothing our creative word may be repeated, and we may form our all over the nothing of the creature. If she does not give us everything, her littleness, her nothing, our creative word cannot be repeated, nor is it decorous and an honor for us to repeat it. Because when we speak, we want to get rid of anything that does not belong to us. And when we see that she does not give herself completely, we do not make her our own, and so she remains the littleness and the nothing that she is, while we remain with the all that we are. After this, I continued my abandonment in the supreme fiat, but I felt sad because of certain things which it is not necessary to say on paper. And my always lovable Jesus, moved to compassion for me, clasped me in his arms and, all love, told me, "Oh, how dear to me is the daughter of my will. Now, you must know that sadness does not enter into my divine will. My will is perennial joy, which renders the dwelling in which it reigns peaceful and happy. Therefore, this sadness, though I know it is because of me, is old stuff from your human will, and my divine will does not receive the old stuff in your soul, because it has so many new things, that the space of your soul is not enough to put them all in. So, out your sadness, out. Oh, if you knew how many rare beauties my divine will forms in the soul. Wherever it rains, it forms its heaven, its sun, its sea, and the little wind of its divine refreshment and freshness. Being the insuperable artisan, it has within itself the ability of the art of creation. And when it enters into the creature to form its kingdom, it has such a yearning to repeat its art, and so it lays the heavens within her, it forms the sun and all the beauties of creation. In fact, wherever it rains, it wants its own things, and it forms them with its art, and it makes itself be surrounded by works worthy of my fiat. Therefore, the beauty of the soul in whom it reigns is indescribable. Does this not happen also in the human order? When someone does a work, by doing it, he does not lose his art, the art remains inside the creature as his own property, and he has the virtue of repeating his work as many times as he wants to repeat it. And if the work is beautiful, he yearns to have the occasion to repeat his work. Such is my divine will, the work of creation is beautiful, majestic, sumptuous, full of ardor and unspeakable harmony, therefore it keeps looking for the occasion to repeat it, and this occasion is given to it by the souls who give it possession to let it dominate and extend its kingdom within themselves. Therefore, courage, move away from you anything that does not belong to my divine fiat, that it may be left free in its divine work. Otherwise you would form clouds around yourself, which would prevent my light from expanding and shining in your soul with its refulgent rays.